Matura Skills 5. Exercise 2, page 94. Speaker 1.
I've always wanted to do something special for a charity, but I never had the chance. I worked nights in a factory all my life and slept most of the day and the weekends, so as you can imagine, there was no time for anything else. Now that I'm retired and still fit, I decided to do something. I started training last year, and now I can swim almost 10 kilometers with no trouble. I do at least 3 or 4 kilometers every day and 10 at the weekend. I plan to cross the channel this summer to raise money for cancer research.
Speaker 2.
I studied medicine, but when I started working in hospitals, I quickly realized that I didn't want to stay there all my life, and I certainly didn't want to work behind a desk. That's when one of my friends suggested I use my skills to help others while getting the chance to travel. I jumped at the idea and offered to work for a charity for free. I've just come back from a 6-month stay in a small village hospital in Somalia, and I'm leaving in a couple of weeks for Indonesia on another project.
Speaker 3.
When I was very young, I got sick and I had to spend several days in hospital. Of course, my parents were with me a lot of the time, but I'll never forget the moments I felt alone and afraid in my bed. It was horrible. I think that's why I chose to do what I do. I study performance arts and do some acting. At the weekends and sometimes in the afternoons, I help out a kids' charity. I dress up as a clown and visit them in hospital. I try to cheer them up and make their stay less difficult, and it makes me feel great.
Speaker 4.
There is so much poverty all around that I just couldn't accept sitting around and not doing anything to help people. I don't have a very good salary, but I consider myself lucky compared to some people. Now, I couldn't afford to give money, so I decided to give my time. What's more, I believe that it is better for people to learn how to make money rather than giving them money. I give free computer lessons 3 times a week at the community centre, and I think what I do really helps people find jobs.